Amen, amen. Woo! I'll tell you what, that last snort will get you. Oh, you guys are going to have to just excuse me because my toes are hurting. Oh, okay. I feel like I just got about 3 inches shorter. Today is June 22nd, Wednesday, 2011. Tonight's message was brought to me in an interesting way. The word came to me during Sunday school a couple weeks ago, and I wrote it down with a scripture, and I had it on my heart, and I didn't post it on the webpage right away. I waited till this week, actually till yesterday, to post it. But it's funny because I've read these scriptures, you know, you read the Bible and you study scriptures, and sometimes they're just word on a page. You're just reading them. And other times it really touches you, and it sinks in, and you're like, really? Wow. You know, and you're amazed at the way God works and the way things come up. So this word was put on my heart, and I didn't know why. I didn't know what the exact definition of it was. I knew that it's biblical and it's what God tells us to do, but I didn't really have deep understanding of it until I studied it. And then when I did, I knew exactly why God led me where he led me and showed me what he showed me. Tonight's service is going to be on edification. Now, a lot of you might be saying, Ethan's giving me a look like, what the heck is edification? Well, you're going to learn, because I knew the word. I know that we're supposed to do things that lead us there and help others get there, but I didn't really understand exactly what it was. So I did a study, and like I said, I initially couldn't even understand why that was on my heart, but then I knew. Dictionary.com defines edification as improvement, instruction, or enlightenment, especially when morally or spiritually uplifting. The biblical definition of edification is to build up or encourage, to strengthen, and to unify. Well, I read just those things and the scripture that I'm going to read to you next, and I was speechless. In scripture, in Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 29, the word says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Edification means to encourage and to strengthen and to help build up and to unify people. Okay, Lord, I get it. This is what I do on a daily basis. Daily. I talk to many people. Many people come to me with issues and problems, and we had long conversations where I give them words to help strengthen them, to help encourage them, to help strengthen them. All words given to me by the Holy Spirit to be given to them. Why? Because the word tells us that we are to speak words that will minister grace to the hearers. What's grace? What's the definition of grace? Does anybody remember? Grace is an unmerited gift of God, which means grace is a gift from God that you did not earn. Okay? We are supposed to speak in such a way that we bring encouragement and guidance and direction to help build up others, to lead them to seek grace. God's grace, so that they will seek to receive the gift from God. What's the gift from God? salvation. Thank you, Aaron. Right? We are supposed to speak so we encourage others and help build them up and help strengthen them. And our words should lead them to the Lord. There are those that you will speak those words to and they won't receive it. We all know that. But there are those that you will touch their lives and you will touch their hearts. And in doing so, in that process, you are edifying another person. It's what the word tells us to do, that we should edify one another, which means to build up and encourage so that we would seek God's grace. Okay? So what does it mean to be edified? Most people would say that being edified means to be encouraged or to feel better or to have a more positive attitude. In the New Testament, the word was often used to show an imparting of wisdom to another person. Where someone had wisdom, they gave it to another person. That's the way it was used in the New Testament, is for that type of edification. It's where you're giving counsel to another person based on your life experiences. What's wisdom? Wisdom is knowledge, right? How do you gain knowledge? Caleb, stop. How do you gain knowledge? You go through things, right? You learn things. And wisdom comes from having a life where you have learned many things within it and that you pass on to someone else. The word tells us in Corinthians that we go through things to be a comfort to others. Well, what good is it? What good is a situation that you went through and learned lessons from? What benefit is there if you don't share that knowledge with someone else? Okay, yeah, it helped you. You're smarter, you're stronger. But how about passing it on to your brother or sister to help them get through it, to help them be strengthened so that they may be edified, right? Strengthened and built up. Edification is instructing another person with words that can be understood and applied to life. It doesn't make much sense to speak to someone something that's not useful to them. That'd be like me telling Beth how to change a tire if she didn't need to change a tire. She's going to be like, yeah, so what? Does that strengthen her? No. Gives her more knowledge, but it doesn't necessarily strengthen her. So to edify means to speak things so that they can be understood and applied to someone's life. It has to have an actual application. It's to help strengthen and build you up. True edification can only come through a situation where knowledge and instruction is imparted with an attitude of love. You can't do it out of spite. You can't say, see, told you so. I mean, that's not edifying somebody. You're not. How are you glorifying God if you say that? How does that lead them to the grace of God? It doesn't. It's going to build up a spirit of rebellion in them. It's not going to lead them closer to the Lord. It's going to pull them away, right? So not only is edification building up and strengthening and imparting words to somebody that can be used to be applied to their life, but it's also done in love. Okay? Playing an instrument of music is something that's aesthetically beautiful, stirring, and uplifting. But it can't edify. Okay? It may strengthen you because it makes you feel good. Music may be uplifting to your spirit, and because of that, it strengthens your spirit, but it cannot edify you. And that's because it doesn't impart any kind of knowledge. It just makes you feel good. Remember the criteria for edification. It's not just making you feel good, but it's an application of knowledge, a life application that goes along with it. There has to be a reason for the knowledge. It has to be put to use. Knowledge is just knowing something is useless if you don't use it. Okay? It cannot, music cannot edify, it cannot impart knowledge, and it cannot instruct. Okay? Only the use of verbal communication when combined with spiritual words and an attitude of love can accomplish this. Knowledge alone doesn't get it. It doesn't get you there. Doesn't accomplish the task. Not just having the knowledge. Knowledge separated from love does not edify. It merely puffs up. It makes you feel good. 1 Corinthians 8:1 says, "Now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth." What's charity? Kristen? Love. Charity is love. Okay? Love is what edifies. Loving someone enough to give that guidance and direction, to share your knowledge, your experiences, to help edify them and help strengthen them. That's all done in love. Biblical edification is the loving impartation of spiritual instruction designed to build up the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the student to the motivation of accomplishing the work of the kingdom. Okay, let's break that down. Biblical edifying, when you edify someone biblically, got to remember, according to Scripture, it has to lead them to the grace, right? But I read that it may minister grace unto the heavens, or in the hearers, I'm sorry, unto the hearers. So it's going to lead them to grace, or give them grace, which is a gift from God, right? Unto their ears. Designed to build wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that the student is motivated into accomplishing the work for the kingdom. If I tell you something, Ethan, and it sets your spirit soaring, strengthens you so much that you share it with someone else. Usually, if somebody tells you something, you want to share it, right? So if you share that with someone else, and that motivates them to share it with someone else and leads people maybe to go to Scripture and look things up. Go to the Bible and look up the Scriptures that help lead and guide you there. You see how all that works? It motivates people. Generally, when people feel good about themselves and they are strengthened and they are encouraged, it's going to do a couple things. It's either going to give them peace in their heart and they will just have satisfaction and it'll stop there. But that knowledge is going to allow them to pass it on to someone else. Maybe not that exact minute, but further on down their line. Have you ever said, you know, my pastor preached really good on Sunday, and this is what she said. This is what the Holy Spirit gave her to say. Have you ever shared anything that come out of church? That's what you're doing, is you're edifying, biblically edifying, passing on that knowledge so that there's an actual accomplishment there that's building up the kingdom. Because then that draws whoever you're talking to closer to the Lord. And then, they, you know, it's kind of like the old, well, you guys, I'm old, so there was a commercial when I was a kid that used to say, and they'll tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on. I remember that. I don't know why. I was little too, by the way. But that's the way it works. It's kind of like pay it forward. You do something good for somebody, they do something good for somebody, and it keeps going forward and forward and forward. And sooner or later, you have a movement, and everybody's drawing closer unto the Lord, and that's establishing and strengthening the kingdom. That's what edification is about. We have knowledge that we receive from the Holy Spirit. We are called to share it with others, especially those that are suffering, those that are hurting. I can tell you, I have done more spiritual edification in the last week than I've probably done in the last month. I've been on the phone talking to so many people about so many things, helping them, giving them words from the Lord, leading and guiding them, and giving them instruction so that they can be strengthened enough and to actually develop a thirst for the Word. Because once you start, once you get that seed planted, once something is started and the seed is planted, the Lord will bring it to fruition. The Lord will make it grow. And once it starts to grow, it needs to be watered, and the Word of God is a living water. Once you drink it, you'll never go thirsty. That's what the Word tells us. That kind of stuff starts, and before you know it, you've seen a bunch of changes happen in your family, in your friends, in your circle of those that talk to you, and you're drawing people to the Lord left and right because of that initial sharing of knowledge that you had. Why did you do it? Because you did it because you loved them. All of us want to take as many people to heaven with us as we can when Christ comes back. That's what it's all about. When God comes back and he says, you know, come and go with me, we're not to look back. We're not supposed to stand there and say, hey, Lord, give me one more minute to make sure that she's on her way. No, we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to drop everything that we are doing, whatever we are doing, and go. You're not supposed to look back. So therefore, we want to bring as many. Know that there are many that are going to come with us. So we continue to do a mighty work for the kingdom to increase those numbers of people that are going to go. We do that through edification. We do that through sharing our stories, through sharing our knowledge, and we do it in love because we want them to come with us. We strengthen, we lead, and we guide, and we help other people that seek our guidance and direction. Have you ever had anybody ask you what it is about you? How do you stay positive, or how do you get through so much? You know, how do you handle all these things? How do you deal with your problems? You ever have anybody ask you all that kind of stuff? It's great when you can give credit and give praise to the Lord to someone that may not be as close to God as you are. Sooner or later, you do that enough, you plant enough seeds, they're going to grow. And that person is going to come to the Lord. And it increases the kingdom. That's what it's for. In the Word, Romans 14:19 says, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify one another. Seek for things which make peace, so that we may edify one another. What happens when you tick somebody off? They get angry. Okay, is the anger of the Lord? No. So it's going to pull them out of the will of God. You think that's what God wants you to do? Definitely not. Certainly not edification. It doesn't lead us closer to God. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. Okay? Its goal, edification's goal, is wholeness in Jesus and harmony with other Christians. Wholeness in Jesus and harmony with other Christians. We're not called to battle one another. We may have differences in opinion. We may see verses and scriptures different. We may read them different. We may pronounce them different, which Aaron always seems to like to point out when I do. And that's okay. But we're called to be in harmony with other Christians, not go against each other. We all have the same goal, is to do the work that God wants us to do, to bring as many people to him as he wants us to. And we do that through edification, by helping others, by strengthening them, by building them up so that they can receive instruction, and that it is done in love, not in hate and not in anger. You're not going to shove the Bible down somebody's throat, tell them what they're doing wrong, tell them what road that they're on and where they're going to spend eternity, and expect them to come to church. That's not the way it works. People have a way of putting a wall between them and the Lord and allowing the spirit within them to just say, no, I ain't going to do it. And we do see that happen. We've zipped through service tonight. We're going to get done early. The last scripture I have for you, which is what actually led me to the word, comes from Colossians 3:16, and the word says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. Teaching one another. Strengthening one another. Sharing your stories. Giving the guidance. Sharing the wisdom and sharing the knowledge that you have, no matter what your age. I'm sure even the kids can think of those in their circle of friends that don't know God as well as they do. And you can still share your knowledge, regardless of your age. You're going to do it in your way, which is okay. Because if there is somebody out there that's hurting, that's upset, that's misguided, and doesn't know where to turn to, if you can speak to that person, help strengthen and encourage them, and lead them to the Lord, you are edifying that person. You are doing what God calls us to do. You are going through the process of edification. That's what we do. Is it difficult for us to not get down? Well, we're still of the world as well. There are those times where something's going to get in our mind and make us feel like the world's against us. And that's okay. Because when, even through our trials, we draw closer to God. And that's what those trials are meant to do, so that we can gain more knowledge, so that we can share the wisdom and the knowledge that we have with others, so that they may be edified. It's the circle of edification. Knowledge, edification, application, do-do-do-do-do-do. It's a circle. Alrighty? But know that even though you may not understand everything that you do and how everything works in your life, God's still in control. Did I know by all this talking I've done in the last week that I was doing what God actually tells me to do by edifying people? No. That's why he led me there. Because then he showed me, Brenda, this is what you're doing. You're edifying, and this is what my word tells you to do. And you're doing what I want you to do. And there's no greater feeling than that, to know that you're serving God the way he wants you to. Keep doing it. Keep turning to the Lord. Keep witnessing to others. Keep sharing your testimony. Keep sharing your stories. And help other people out. God will give you the words. God will give you the opportunities. All we have to do is have the strength and the courage to take them. Amen? Do as much work for the kingdom as you can. And do it in love. That's a big thing. Even if they don't love you. Or don't forget what Christ said. Okay, that's the message for tonight. Does anybody have any questions or anything to add? All right, if all hearts and minds are clear, we can stand for dismissal.